And the Navy Lobster Act in charge, John Pertwee. Let you hear it on Stephen Murray. Now, about this 15-sided nut that's missing off my vacuum cleaner, I still haven't been able to replace it.
Well, now look, let's get this straight. Robin doesn't give in that easily. I'm not just a cheerful voice with your cornflakes in the morning, you know. I'm a nasty temper when I'm put out as well. Somebody, somewhere, is hoarding 15-sided nuts.
There, yeah, no comment.
Oh, I should have known. All right, Chief. How much?
Well, that depends, Robin. Look, how long has your vacuum cleaner been unvacuuming? 5 weeks, 5 weeks, yes. Well, I imagine your place must be a big enough pig's breakfast by now. Well, I thought I'd open up negotiations.
All right. But look, before we open up our negotiations, there are some others going on in Captain Tovey's outer office.
Heather, how would you like to...
How would you?
Oh, well, supposing we went to...
I've already been there. Good morning.
What? Where are you going?
Nowhere. I was hoping you were.
No, I've just been. Heather?
Mr. Phillips, I'm trying to make it perfectly clear that after yesterday evening, I'm in no hurry to go out with you again anywhere.
Really? Did you enjoy it as much as that?
No, I something well did not. I doubt if any girl would have done.
I thought it was a jungle picture.
How did you know? You spent most of the evening belting up and down the gangway after the ice cream girl. And shouting, "Lend me your torch, miss. I've lost my shoes."
Well, it was all her fault, really. After I bought it, I sat down with you again, and then I found I'd lost my little plastic spoon.
Well, that's what all that rummaging about was for. You were very lucky I didn't clobber you with my handbag.
You did, actually. You kept trying to put it down on the floor. My head was underneath it.
Looking into your little plastic spoon.
Exactly. Well, I was afraid the spoon would break if I trod on it, so I took off my shoes.
And lost them?
Well, not immediately, no. After a few minutes, those two people arrived, you remember. It didn't excuse me, sorry, pardon, would you mind, all down the road.
But
they must have taken Leslie's 5'8" gent's nappy footwear with them.
Just a minute. I don't remember you going to the manager's office afterwards or anything.
I didn't.
Oh, I thought you were a lot shorter when we walked back.
Well, I got my shoes back from the manager this morning, actually.
Well, why on earth did you go and see the manager last night?
I didn't like to. I had a big potato in my sock. Yeah, right at the end. You could see which little piggy had been to the pictures, all right.
Very charming. I suppose you didn't demand a refund of your little plastic spoon whilst you were about it.
Why, I didn't have to. It was in my shoe. As I was tying my lace, it crunched. I thought I'd broken a little piggy.
Well, you obviously had a fascinating morning, but now could I get on with my work?
Oh, Heather, really? How can you talk of work at a time when I got a boot full of plastic spoons? When I want a spoon with you under a full boot. I want to boot you under the... Heather.
Well?
Don't be difficult.
I'm difficult.
And that's another thing.
What is?
My ice melted. My turnips were full of the stuff this morning. It's sort of pink concrete. Lovely flavour, though.
Leslie.
Yes?
I have work to do.
What are you working on at the moment that's so blooming urgent?
Oh, well, nothing much, really. Just the annual reports on the crew of Troutbridge for Captain Tovey to sign.
Oh, well, don't let me stop you. The what?
The annual reports on the crew.
I heard you the first time. I wish I hadn't.
Good morning, Heather.
It's not. It's a shocker.
Good morning, Stephen. Come and take Noddy away, will you?
Oh, yeah. Tell me, did you get your little plastic spoon in the end?
No, I didn't. Hey, how did you know about that?
I was in the rowing front, watching you belt up and down the gangway yelling for one. You must have been completely exhausted.
I was, actually.
Oh, incidentally, Heather, there's another rather amusing thing happened. When I stood up to leave, I thought for a moment I got 4 feet. Then I realized some idiot had taken his shoes off and lost them. He must have walked home in his socks. I mean, fancy anybody being mitten enough to take his shoes off and then having to... I see you've got them back again.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, I just remembered. I mentioned it before I handed them to the manager. What was rattling about inside one of them?
His little plastic spoon.
Oh, what a shame.
Now, I'm not myself, Samantha, if you don't mind.
Oh, Heather.
Hmm?
How did he eat his ice cream?
He didn't. He's got turnips full of pink concrete.
Oh, I say. Well, warn us next time you're going to the pictures, won't you? Then we can go some other night.
Quite. Now, I really must get on with his report.
Oh, yes, of course. Don't let me. No. Didn't you go sick or something? Now, what are you going to think about?
I'm typing the annual report from Sharp Vision Head to for Captain Davy.
Oh. Couldn't you go sick or something? Have some pink concrete. That'll run you in the sick bay for a
minute. No, thank you.
Help! Look, where are they? The police started. I've got to the mend in a minute. Yeah, come on, hand them over. Perfectly wants a butcher. Well, that's a lie for a start. Shut the lot. Where's my lawyer? This is definitely a mechanic, but I'm telling you. I've been victim of kissing me, Picard. I can explain. Look, these reports, I was never there. And even if I was, I never saw a thing. Look, the nation demands the facts. Chance is a scapegoat. Let the real guilty parties be shown up for the double-dealing, underhanded two faces.
I take it you know about the annual report, then.
Yes, sir, I heard. Well, at least ways, according to Pertwee's diary of dodgy dates, they're due.
I bet that book makes fascinating reading.
Hello, Mr. Phillips. How's your little plastic spoon?
What?
And if you want another pair of shoes, sir, I could let you have a pair at the fraction of the retail.
Did everybody go to the pictures last night?
No, sir, no. Just the entire ship's company. And very good, we thought you were an all.
Well, it wasn't so. What?
The whole crew, the management, gave us all complimentary tickets.
Why, I thought I was the only one who had a couple of complimentary tickets.
Well, yes. All that old guff about you couldn't really afford it, but being with me was more important than a big bank balance.
Well, I paid the bus fare.
Out of the half crown you borrowed from me. Yes, Captain Davy?
I assume by all the row in your office that Lieutenant Murray, Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, and Pertwee are up there.
Yes, sir, they are.
And send them in, please.
Aye, aye, sir. In you go, gentlemen. 007 is waiting.
Thank you, Pussy Galore.
You want to see us, Captain Davy, sir?
Yes.
If it's about my little plastic spoon.
What? Oh, you've got your shoes back, sir.
Well, if that's all, sir, you ought to be getting back to our ship. It's a lovely chap, sir. Very high class talking. It really must be going.
Do not take us, sir. I want to talk to the lot of you about your annual report.
Yes, that's what we're afraid of. So couldn't we leave it until next year?
In any case, sir, we were under the impression that you'd already completed them.
Oh, I heard number one. I heard.
Why not? Pardon?
Well, it's just possible that if you were able to assist me in a small domestic matter, I might well... They'll think I've been a little harsh and decide to make out some press reports of, shall we say, friendlier tones? Only give you another few months, sir, and you're out. Pertwee.
Oh, praise indeed.
Now then, gentlemen, the position is fixed. Now that my rank of captain has been fully substantifically Mafia, my dear wife Simona has somehow got the idea that this is only the beginning. You know what ladies are.
Not now.
I meant as far as commercial is concerned. They always think that one has been overlooked, that one should have greater responsibility, and so on. Well, Ramona has gone behind my back, and Ramona has kindly taken the initiative and has got in touch with a friend of hers at Admiralty, and, well, she's... Well, because women don't understand these things, but she's...
Oh, tell us what he's done, for the great sake. We all sit on the edge of our chairs, not this much longer, we'll cop a disastrical, diabolical all round.
Well, all right, then. She's rung this friend of hers up at Admiralty and demanded that I'm made an admiral at least.
Oh, dear.
How lame.
Oh, nasty.
But she did it in my interest, of course. And unfortunately, she also asked this friend to invite a load of top brass down to my house for tea tomorrow. She felt that way they would see what a splendid chap I am, and what a lovely admiral I make.
I don't think I feel very well.
Well, I shouldn't worry, sir. I mean, nothing's likely to happen, is it? I mean, they'll never come, so...
They are coming, aren't they?
They are?
Oh.
Well, you certainly seem to be in some dodgy old doodah, sir, but I don't see how we can help.
Well, obviously, there's been some sort of mistake. Goodness knows what this friend of my wife has told the top brass, but they must have got the idea that there's some special exercise or event on down here.
Oh, I see.
Then if they get down here and find that they've traveled all this way just to hear a lecture, I mean a plea from Ramona on why I ought to be promoted, I could be drummed out of the service.
Here, I know, sir. How about blowing up the dock? I mean, they'll enjoy a nice cup of char and a wad to wash down the dust and muck.
Oh, which is just a little too drastic.
Thanks for everything. Well, I'd be no trouble, sir. I mean, just a ton or two of TNT, a ton of dynamite, boom, single splash.
No, sir.
I suppose there are no ships from some other navy coming in there. I mean, then they could do a VIP tour of them.
Good gracious. Talking about his socks must have done him a power of good. He's done a feat.
Fascinating. Unfortunately, just at present, there are no ships from any other navy in the dockyard.
Aye. Pity. Shame.
And a pity.
Yes. Terrible shame. And a pity.
Quite.
Okay. And a shame.
Yes.
Well, I suppose we couldn't pretend to be a ship from some other...
Out of the question.
Oh, yes, out of the question.
Pity.
Shame.
And a pity.
Quite. Terrible shame.
Pity.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just have to let those annual reports go through as they are, I suppose.
Pity. Shame. And,
Yeah, quite.
Good idea. Good idea of Pertwee, too.
Brilliant.
Pity. Those reports probably aren't too,
No.
Pity, true. I suppose we couldn't possibly pretend to, hardly. Pity.
Well, then, whose navy are we going to pretend to be a frigate from?
I mean
a frigate from.
No, this is ridiculous. We'd never get away with it.
Well, far be it from me to condone the idea. Except, of course, it has been done before, but those reports of yours are pity. Yes, well, I just can't see what you've got to lose.
Don't you worry, you leave it to us. Look, just nip over to your little notice board, sir, and mark HMS Troutbridge as being at sea.
and stand by to receive a frigate from somebody or other's navy any time now.
Hello? Ebenezer Pertley's Emporium here. Ebenezer Pertley, Managing Director speaking.
Managing Director? Tell me. You're getting all hay for looting and caviar sandwiches, aren't you, Nunky?
Who's that?
John Z. Here. Have you got, amongst all that old war surplus cod wallet and second-hand nut you keep down there, such a thing as...
Here, here, here. Stop insulting my stock.
Having seen it, I couldn't.
See it? Come on, but you supplied most of it.
Yeah, well, now I want some of it back. So I want a set of uniforms that are from some foreign navy.
Hang on, let's think. Here, tell you what.
What?
I've got a job lot I bought from an amateur theatrical mob after they'd done a frightful version of Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore. Would they be any good?
Actually, Pinafore? Yeah, just the job.
What?
Look, send the lot round as quick as you can, Nunky. See you in half an hour.
Well, Chief, how do you think I look?
Well, if you want the truth, sir, I'd say that you look like an out-of-work bus conductor.
But it'll do.
But just what navy are we supposed to represent?
We're from East Caraxia, sir.
Where the blazes is that?
Well, as far as I know, sir, it isn't, sir, but it sounds possible.
It also sounds as if we're raiding communists.
Hey, I say, Pat, are you sure this uniform is right?
Good gracious. What on earth are you supposed to be?
I'm not quite sure.
We are trust monkey to muck things up.
Why? What's happened?
Well, that little set you've got on, sir, didn't come from HMS Pinnacle, sir. Offhand, I'd say that you're a slightly tacky touring version of the Mikado.
What? Greetings, O Emperor. And if you take my advice, you'll change out of that lot before the Lord High Executioner Provis sees you.
Now, here, wait a minute, hang on. Look, he would be the Emperor of East Brassia.
Right, probably you're supposed to be communist.
Oh, yes, well, yeah, well, that's why we've come to England, J.P. We've overrun Caraxia, sir, and we're smuggling the Emperor out of the country to stop him reclaiming his throne. How's that?
Well, in the time, fantastic.
Hail, O Emperor Leslikoff, Philipskin. Mm.
Thank you. Patrons.
Now we better sail the people's frigate, Trautbridgevich, into Portsmouth. The top brass from Admiralty should be there pretty soon.
Aye, aye, Comrade Malakoff.
Careful, Pat Whiskey. Don't stick out your neck, please.
Ah, hello all round, old chap.
Oh, nice to see you, Padre.
Fair time. Now, about this little fraud. I put on this uniform so generously donated by Mr. Percy's near relative. A splendid fellow. One of nature's gentlemen, no doubt. A little caustic, perhaps, but a stout fellow, nevertheless. A really stout fellow.
Right, what seems to be the trouble, Padre?
Well, it is a little bit delicate, you see. Much as I love joining in with all this innocent horseplay and amusing deception of our superior officers, stout fellows all, I am just a trifle concerned over one tiny little point.
What's that, Padre?
Pardon? How do you do, Your Highness? I didn't notice you standing, where was I?
You were concerned, Padre.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes. Now, much as I enjoy being asked to take part in these high drinks, and pretending to be a chap of the cloth from, where was it?
East Caraxia.
Quite, Caraxia East. Well, I just thought I ought to warn you that in the happy event of my being asked, I really can't say that I am a member of the C of E.
No, of course not. I shouldn't worry about it, Padre. I don't suppose anyone will ask.
Is there, Kai? There are limits, you understand. You understand.
Yes, completely, Padre. Now, if you'll excuse us, full ahead, both, please.
Full ahead, by the ticket.
And if His Highness is not too busy, perhaps he'd try to steer us back to Portsmouth.
We are not amused. But we shall do our best. Our royal left hand down a bit.
Our royal left hand down a bit, it is. Your Empress.
What is it?
Mr. Merivale, the Director of Naval Expenditure and Rear Admiral
Arndt
is here, sir.
Oh, good grief, the top brass. Show them in at once.
Oh, there you are, Susie. My word, this is a delicate do for me. A delicate do. Do's don't come any more delicate than this delicate do. I'm delicate in you. It's not my line of country at all, really, but everyone at Admiralty has whizzed off for the weekend. So there it was. How's the wife?
Well, all this was served.
Is she really? Capital. Well, then, let's go down to business.
Yes, let's. Yes.
That's where we ought to go.
Yes.
It's all the time.
Yes.
Nowhere better.
No.
Lovely spot.
Yes.
Know it well.
Yes.
Now, let's go down to where?
Business, you fool. She's an odd ball, baby, this one. A very definitely an odd housewife. All right, is it?
Oh, she's never been.
Hasn't she? Well, it's higher time to...
About this Eustachian frigate or whatever it is. Have they arrived yet?
I understand she's just steaming in now,
sir. Who, the wife?
Yes. Lovely woman. She loves you.
Yes.
She loves you.
Yes.
She loves you.
Yes.
Sandwich.
Yes.
Beetle off, will you?
Now then, to get back to business, about these signals we've been getting at Admiralty, telling us to come down here for this.
It was my wife and her friend at Admiralty, sir. Now, I can explain the whole thing.
No, you can't, because I'm going to.
Yes, he's good at it, you say.
Yes, one of the best.
Yes.
Go and look out of the window and wave to the post or something. Now then, Toby, here's the position as I see it. There's been this revolution in Satya, you see, and this East Satyan figure is bringing the Emperor here to sanctuary. Right. Cause is right, and I said it. Now then, here is where it's a delicate do, Pervy. A delicate do. We've just had another signal saying that the West Satyan frigate is also approaching Portsmouth.
But there's no such.
I can assure you there is. Unfortunately, the West Satyans think the East Satyans have nicked their Emperor. So it could be big trouble for this.
Big trouble.
All your fault, well.
My fault?
Well, as I heard it, your wife invited these East Satyan idiots over here and insisted we came down to meet
them. No. I think that's got a bit confused on the way somewhere, Mr. Mayor.
Andrew? Stop waving at those little boats out of the window for Pete's sake. We must get down to the dock and see these East Satyan layabouts. The sooner we get them back to sea, the better I like it. I don't want them here when the West Satyans turn up. This way. Are you ready, Pervy?
What? Oh, yes. The incident is about my promotion, Bradwood, sir. It was just a joke on my wife's part, of course.
Oh, and a flaming good one, Pervy. We nearly laughed ourselves stupid when we heard about it. I can tell you. Best giggling white ball for years. Now, and don't hang about. That East Satyan lot must be nearly here by now. This way. Oh, Iron Bridge. Do come away from the blasted window.
Left East Satyan hand down a bit.
Left East Satyan hand down a bit, Your Highness.
Just coming to the dock now, sir. Bridge number one here.
Port look out here, sir. East Satyan Able Seaman Johnson, East Satyan RM having the butchers. And I'm not in the East Satyan happy, sir.
What's another?
Well, I'm not sure, sir, except there's another frigate with a flag I've never seen before belting after us, sir.
What?
Yes. Told you I wasn't happy. Good morning.
Hello. Goodbye. Mummy, is it this?
What does?
Satya. I've just been looking up that flag in the manual. That frigate that's firing at us belongs to West Trapia.
West Trapia? If you think West Trapia is at war with East Trapia.
Yes.
So what are we waiting for? Go on, just fire back at them, sir, please. Look, it's them or us, sir. Look, off, and I want it to be us. Go on, sir. Fire away, sir. Go on, sir. Bang, bang, bang. Go on. Shoot! Go on, no way. Help, I'm British. Take me to my console! Not a salvo! I'll pay for it!
Stand by all guns.
All guns ready, sir.
At the West Captain frigate, fire!
And quick, please! Fire back! Oh, that if it's not too hot!
It was too hot. They stuck it back.
Take cover! They're firing back at us! Help! Help! Help!
The tonic, the Portsmouth shore batteries have joined in now.
Lummy, we've tried it on either side, all right?
We had to. Perhaps we don't want to be here when it finishes.
Cease firing! Perhaps a neutral! Stop banging your old cod's wallet round John T. Cease firing! We're on your side, whoever you are.
And furthermore, on behalf of the British government, Your Emperorship, may I congratulate you on your safe, albeit claiming loud, arrival to our shores. Thy word has looked ugly for a time there. This is it, I thought. This is most likely it. Caps off in the prime ministerial seat of the nation and all that jazz. My word, it was an ugly do. An ugly do?
But what happened?
Well, it's interesting. It was the West Captains and the East Captains. Such a copy to Monty, of course. Apologizing for involving the Captain naval craft in the Royal Naval gunfire practice. They also swore blind that we were only firing blanks. If the Captain government swallow that, then swallow anything. By George, that West Captain frigate didn't have to go when we opened up, didn't she? Must have been doing 30 knots of this.
Yes, at least. Yes, yes.
Who what? You will never know, so shut up.
Why, so now, Mr. Merivale, sir. A rear admiral, Andrew, I'm sure that the Emperor, or whatever he's supposed to be, is feeling very tired and would like to rest. You would, wouldn't you, Your Highness?
No, no, yet.
Yes, you flipping costo.
Us extend our thanks. Us would also like you to visit our magnificent kingdom when we get back there. Us has got to chuck out our invaders first, of course. But our people are loyal to us and will soon have us back on our throne. Us hope.
Oh, I have a feeling us is overdoing it.
Nonsense. Us is enjoying ourselves.
It's most kind. I'd love to see him if he could visit. I would love to. Can't say when. Bags to do, you know. Bags to do. Never seem to have any bags to be done. You know, today, my word it is. Come on, Andrew. Time we're getting back to stone the clothes. He's still waiting at those little boots.
And now, if your emperorship and his gallant crew would like to go back aboard the East Patrian frigate, I'll just see Mr. Merivale and Rear Admiral Officer.
Comrade Captain Koviski.
What is it now, Chief? Petty Officer King.
You did say those reports, Steve, would
yes, yes, everything is fine. Now go away, Steve. I can't forget them. Just get back on board. You're exactly in frigate and leave everything to me.
Henry Pogrel, what's been going on?
Oh, for grief, Ramona.
Heavens to Betsy, who's his old son?
Very fair, sir. Allow me to introduce you to my wife.
She has money, I take it.
Yes. The man wants a word. I demand to be told what's been happening. Where are our guests from Admiralty? It's nearly 6 o'clock and I cooked my trumpet at four.
My mother, that's dear Admiral Armbridge. This is the director of naval expenditure.
Is it? Right. Well, you can both start talking out a bit more in my dear husband's direction immediately. Now, just take a good look at him. A born admiral, if ever you saw. And even if he isn't, he needs extra money for a new carpet and a touch of paint on the dado. I'm not taking no for an answer, so you may as well get in now. That's the whole company.